Nisambolovinaka, Nayadangu Komereani, Galovakawasa. You're listening to 3CR's International Day of People with Disability broadcast.
Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained, none of us are free.
Welcome to 3CR. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu, and I have a special guest, Liza Hall. Most of you know, and she was on a Q&A about 2 weeks ago, and she's a champion, you know, in equality, in disability. Not only that, but in her own right, she's amazing creative. She's a songwriter, the poet, and she play music. And on top of that, she's a mother of two. And to be able to do all that, we just have to give her, you know, credibility, because a lot of women in her shoes, young women who are having children, it is a struggle, let alone someone with a disability. Liza, she is not a mental disabled. She is a physical disability. Liza Hall, I just want you to tell the audience about you're passionate about changing and your work and being a mother and have a physical disability and all that you do. Can you tell people how you do it?
Yeah, so I have a physical disability. It's called Charcot-Marie tooth, and it affects my whole body. And it mainly affects the way that I walk. I walk differently and I fall over a lot. I have muscle weakness and find it hard to balance. But it also affects me in all different ways with my body. I am in pain and have fatigue. Have muscle loss in my hands. But, you know, for a really long time, I hid my disability and would try and be seated or sitting down when I met people because I was very afraid that they would judge me because of my disability. And it was really only until I had my children, which my eldest is 6 years old now, that I realized that I wanted to be really true to myself and I wanted to be authentic so that I could really model that for her. I wanted her to see a mother that was proud of who they were. And so I started talking about my disability. And once I started talking about my disability, I really learned a lot. I learned about the social model of disability, which is that the world is disabling. And bit by bit, I've wanted to really start looking at the ways that we can change the world. And, yeah, I guess also have greater representation of disabled people. I think that's another huge thing and another huge barrier for many young people not being able to see themselves represented in media. And so, as I said, when I had my children, I realized that this lack of representation was really huge, especially in the parenting space. And so I decided at that point to create a audio series about parenting with disability for ABC titled We've Got This, which is about my experience being a disabled parent, but also interviewing other disabled parents all around Australia. And that's now going to be turned into a book, which will come out next year in March.
Yeah, actually, I saw it. Yeah, what an amazing name, you know. And I amaze Eliza, the strength that you have, you know, and the fact that you didn't a disability make you shrink, and you come out and talk about it and confronting it. And we're living in a world we are not all the time kind to people, look different. I can relate it to. So to be able to confront that, it's a game changer. And not only that, you know, without your art, you wouldn't be able to do it, you know, in that effective way. But the art is just a beauty. Art, you could change the world with your arts and your music and poem and, you know, they get you thinking. And for example, like when you're working with you just finish a work with a young Sudanese women and a whole Sudanese community, mothers and, yeah. and daughters. And you just had that an amazing production.
Yeah, I really love doing that because, you know, I've been thinking about that space. Like I work for Arena Theatre Company, and we created the work, as you said, with you, Ajak, and with the young South Sudanese community here in Bendigo. I live in Castlemaine. And it was really a beautiful process because I really do believe a way forward is everyone coming together, everyone working together, and diversity just being normalized. And it was a big project for me, but one that I'll be forever thankful for. And yeah, I really am excited about the future, and especially within the disability space, of seeing non-disabled and disabled creatives coming together and creating work together. I think that is the way forward, as long as we are not taking opportunities from disabled people and still amplifying the voices of disabled people as a priority. I think that as long as we are doing that, creative work where non-disabled people and disabled people come together and create together, I think is a beautiful way forward.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. That was a program on SBS. Was Kirsty Donovan. She ran that, and it was about overweight people.
On SBS.
Yeah, and the disabled people, and horrible words do people say to them. Mm-hmm. It was just incredible that, you know, and I think it's good to remind people that it could happen to anyone. It's not particular for one person. It's not anyone's fault.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully when we all age, hopefully we live long lives. And when we live long lives, I think disability is something that can happen to anybody. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think diversity in humankind is what makes the world beautiful.
And what is next, Eliza? Now you did all that amazing work. What are you going to do next?
Well, the parenting book will come out in March, which again is an anthology of all different parents from all around Australia. And then I'm working on a children's book as well, and it's called Come Over to My House. And it's about children going to all different houses, and inside those houses there's diversity. And that diversity is a beautiful thing that creates more adventure for each child and wonder. And so that's coming out in September. And I'm also continuing to work with Arena Theatre on a new immersive work that's going to happen in Bendigo that will be for young people to experience. And so working on the access and inclusion elements of that, making sure that it's inclusive and accessible for all people.
Right, yeah. That is really beautiful. The book, the children's book, that would be amazing. And actually, very interesting you say that. I had to, I started a long time ago and I never finished it. When I used to do workshop at a school and see all these young people and they just feel lost. And I said, I write something. I started a book, say, a color doesn't eat people.
Oh, like it. So you might turn that into a book?
I think so.
I love that. Wow. Yeah. Yes.
And so we're just people inside. The color doesn't eat people. So
yeah.
To write a book for children is a beautiful thing, you know, to change children's mind, you know. What do you?
Yeah. Well, they are the future, aren't they? So, yeah, I feel that definitely.
So, yeah, congratulations again, Eliza. I really appreciate your work and the mothers, disabled mothers all over Australia, you're inspiring them, and they will be, you know, it's very important that to have a role model. You don't necessarily go and tell them what to do, but being just do things there is very important.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with it. I wanted to play one of your songs. Which song do you like us to play?
Now we're going to play a song of mine called Rewind. I wrote this song about 3 years ago, and it's on my most recent record called How We Disappeared. And the song is just about a time that I had with a group of friends. And so it's looking back at that time and reminiscing about the beautiful night that we all had together in St Kilda. To get more information about me, you can head to my website, www.elizahull.com. Or if you wanted to listen to my music, I'm on Spotify or iTunes under Eliza Hull.
Do you remember? Feels like it was yesterday. All of those years went by when we were making it up. Never change and never grow up. Summer nights we got high, watching the sun come up. Do I ever cross your mind? It's strange that we were so in love. Scenes come back again. Will I forget you? I promise I forget you.
You're listening to a special International Day of People with Disability broadcast.
on 3CR.
Hello, my name is Edward Rusak, and I'm going to present an original song titled If You Give Love, You Get Love. Seriously, it seems you get back half of what you put in. The trick is to want to put in regardless of what you get back. Make the most of your talents. Don't bury them in the ground. Love everybody. Love yourself. Moving at the speed of sound. Shall sing together in harmony and watch life flow by gracefully. Oh, the love you take equals the love you make. Shine on like the sun and the stars. Circle of flying doves. So if you give love, you get love. Make the most of your talents. Don't bury them in the ground. Love everybody and love yourself. Moving at the speed of sound. Shine on like the sun and the stars. Doesn't matter who you are. Peace is a circle of flying doves. If you give love, you'll get love.
give love, you'll get love. This song is called Talk to Me. Watching the world go by, drifting past in a blur. Well, I want to talk to you and see things from your point of view. Watching the world go by, drifting past in a blur. Well, I want to talk to you and see things from your point of view. So come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. Ooh, would you talk to me? Would you talk to me? It's nothing but hesitation. The nerves are driving me mad. When I gain the courage to speak to you, oh, it really ain't so bad. So come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. Ooh, would you talk to me? Would you talk to me? So come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. Ooh, would you talk to me? Talk to me, and you respond with a smile. And those strange feelings slip away. Well, I'm full of joy for a while. Oh, you make me feel so good in so many ways. Come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. Ooh, would you talk to me? Talk to me. So come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. Ooh, would you talk to me? Talk to me. So come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. So would you talk to me? Talk to me. So come on now, talk to me. Communication is all I need. Ooh, would you talk to me? Talk to me.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing very well. And yeah, as you know, it is International Disability Week. And we bring you incredible artists, incredible people. And we're going to chat with you, with them about that. And I hope you are tuned to 3CR, the program Ubuntu. And this is Ayak here. I just want to let them introduce themselves to you. So we just want you to introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Edward Rusak. I am currently based in St. Albans, and I'm a 23-year-old musician, singer-songwriter. I play mainly keyboards, but I also sing and dabble in a bit of guitar and bass.
And my name is Phil Hoitzenroder. I'm from Wild at Heart Community Arts. I support and lead that organisation. And I'm a musician. I play guitar. I sing. I lead choirs. and playing music is my greatest joy.
Hello, Edward. Tell me about all this beautiful song that you just wrote. As you mentioned in your resume here, bio, that you write song for communication. And sure did. When you sing those songs, I think they were communicates to people. And do you think it helped you to communicate with people?
Yes, writing these songs helps me get myself out there and what emotions I feel. In my desire to connect with other human beings on an emotional level.
Yeah.
The album is called Talk to Me, and the song Talk to Me starts the album. And If You Give Love, You Get Love, which I played first, that ends the album.
That is really, it's a beautiful song. They touch my heart, and I think people as well will be related to them. Even the people who haven't got disability, it will appeal to them all, to people in a human level, because we need that. And so you just finished your studies at Victoria University, Bachelor of Music.
Yes, I have.
How did you go through? You went through university, and
yes,
as you mentioned before, the communication is really a challenge for you.
Yes.
Did you communicate with other students?
Yes, I did. Mostly through ensemble assessments, and having people play on my solo performances.
Yeah, so that is absolutely, I think it's a very beautiful thing. Music, it helps people to communicate. Even the people who don't speak very well, they speak the music of language of music. And so, where people can find your album?
You can find my Bandcamp, edwardus.bandcamp.com. So that's edwardus.bandcamp.com.
If you listen out there, please support Edward music. It's not just a support, it's a beautiful music.
And
you will love it.
And my YouTube name is Mr. Edwardus. So Mr. M-I-S-T-A-H. And Edwardus, as I spelled before, E-D-W-A-R-D-U-S.
That's lovely. And also, how did you come to connect with Wild and Hard with Phil?
One of my support workers introduced the program to me when searching for music programs for musicians with disabilities. And I found this program it was a very friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, that's what you need, and I think I know Phil for a long time, and he got a heart for that job, and it's beautiful that you connect with him, and others people you're looking after as well. We're going to bring Phil in, and thank you so much for sharing your beautiful music.
It was a pleasure.
So, are you ready, Phil?
Yeah.
I just have spoken to Edward here and how you connected with a Wild and Heart program run by Phil. Yeah, Phil, as you know, a massive gospel choir. It has been running for many years, and now during the COVID, it wasn't that big. But imagine, I think, Phil, your love of music is just you. I can't think of anything you could do better than music, because you're just passionate about music. So with your work, you're working with disability, with the people who have a physical disability and a mental.
How do you manage that? How do you do to run it for so many years?
I love it. And, you know, I love the community of artists who are around and seeing that community grow and strengthen, watching artists grow in their self-confidence and the opportunities that come for them. And, you know, it's a very profound thing to support artists who are not recognized in the community, like not just as artists, but people with disability whose experience and whose contribution to the world is not well regarded in our society. And so to be part of something that opens that opportunity and turns up the volume on people's experiences through music, it's a wonderful thing to be part of.
Yeah, you've done a lot in the background, you know, like, you know, people don't notice a lot of work goes into that. And but someone did acknowledge you about 2 years ago. You were awarded. And can you tell us the award? I can't remember the name of an award, but that was really a good thing, that even though people don't know what people do, sometimes there are some people there, you know what's going on. And I think it's one of the best happened to that organization, is being passionate about music, to be able to empowering people. Like what Edward said, he said that, you know, I use music to communicate. It's very powerful.
It is very powerful. And when awards are handed out to individual people, it's a reflection of the whole work of the community that's around that person. So to me, any award that's given is an award to the community, because nobody works on their own. We work together. And Wild at Heart has a community. There could be 500 people around Wild at Heart, with the artists and mentors and the board members and the families and the support workers, all those people who are all connected into that story of making music, finding a place where people can really belong genuinely without judgment or discrimination, but more than that, to really reach out from that and find the power that you find through music. And so, you know, to me, the awards are not really important. They're a recognition of that whole community. That's powerful. But it's the it's the work of the whole community that's where the power is.
And acknowledgement as well, is to acknowledge people, what they do the best. It's very important as well, encourage people to do more. And so I agree, it's for a community. So what is next? What are you going to do? What is another project you're going to do?
Well, there's a lot of artists involved with Wild at Heart, you know, especially over these last 2 years of COVID. A lot of writing has happened. We've done a lot of learning and studying with some of Melbourne's and some overseas really great songwriting teachers, because you could do that on Zoom, but you can't get to a recording studio. And so there's like a big backlog of music that everyone's bursting to record and to release. So, you know, the next year or the next couple of years, that will be a big focus. And of course, getting from writing in workshop settings to a studio and then releasing your music, that's a big journey for artists and for many artists who are doing that for the first time. So there's a lot of learning is going to happen, and a lot of joy in all that learning and making music and recording and releasing that music. So, you know, we want to really build our relationship with radio stations like 3CR, because community radio is often the best way in which people's voices, ordinary people's voices, get heard and their music gets out.
Absolutely. And it's our pleasure, really, to be able to have you here, Phil and Edward. And I just admire your hard work and your passion, you know. Your passion for music, I really admire that, and you carried that to the community as well. And I think you know, people don't see these people that run the world underground, and it's be very good to know people like you are doing
the best, the, you know, in the community. So thank you so much for being here with Eduard. It was thank you for a beautiful music, Eduard. That was really moving.
Thank you. I'd like to list the personnel. That was obviously me on lead vocals and piano. And Phil was on acoustic guitar and some backing vocals.
Good on you. Are you keeping writing?
Yes. I'm consistently writing new music.
You consider to perform sometimes when things are open?
Yes, I would love to do that.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Yeah. So that is the next for you, is to looking forward to be able to perform, things go back normal and be able to perform.
Yes. And what I also want to do is find or form a band and write original material.
Great.
To play the material that I've written.
Yeah, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Yeah. So thank you so much, Edward.
No
thank
worries.
You for being here, and thank you for your beautiful gift, music. And yeah, and I just want to finish with you, Phil, about, you know, what's coming up there.
What's next? Yeah, if people want to get in touch with Wild at Heart, simplest way these days is just to Google search Wild at Heart Community Arts. That's how you find us and not the florist.
Can you repeat it again?
Wild at Heart Community Arts. If you search for that, you'll find our website and all our contact details are there. We'd love to talk with you. We've got all kinds of different programs from group-based songwriting, group-based band work, individual tuition on instruments and voice. We've got a choir happening. We've got a hip-hop crew and a beat-making program. So there's lots of exciting things for 2022. Plus all the recording we're talking about. And if people want to come tonight for International Day of Persons with Disability, we've got a launch event happening tonight at 6 p.m. at Loop Bar in Myers Place in the city. This is a very special event. It's a truly international event because our hip-hop crew wrote a song with young people with disabilities in Kolkata in India. They worked together over Zoom. They wrote a song. We recorded it in the two cities and edited it together. We shot a music video in the two cities and edited that together. And this is the big launch event of this project. It's Lockdown Ibondo. Ibondo is Bengali to say because of lockdown, all these things happened. So tonight, 6 p.m. at Loop Bar in the city. So we'd love to see people come along to that. It's going to be a fantastic event. We've got disabled hip-hop artists streaming in from the United States and from India. It'll be really exciting. So check out details on our Facebook page. You can find details there on that event. And if people would love to come and see Edward perform and see a whole stack more of Wild at Heart songwriters performing, we've got a big end-of-year showcase of our songwriters on the 16th, Thursday the 16th of December at the Leadbeater Hotel in Victoria Street, Richmond.
Can anyone join? If someone wants to join the group, how they can contact it to you?
Yeah, just to get in touch with us. That's the main thing. So, yeah, people are very welcome to come and join. A lot of people use their NDIS plans, and that's fine. We can use your NDIS funding to be involved, so it doesn't cost you personally. You can use your funded plans to be involved.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you so much, Phil. That was lovely. Edward, that was a beautiful music, I tell you.
Thank you.
I really loved it, yeah.
If you or someone you care for is struggling with a mental illness or other disability and you need someone to talk to, you can call the Wellways Helpline. Wellways Helpline is a volunteer support and referral service that provides information to people experiencing mental health issues or other disabilities, as well as their family, friends, and carers. We're here to talk if you are feeling socially isolated, seeking information about mental health or mental health services, or just need someone to talk to. As a peer-based service, everyone working at Wellways Helpline has a lived experience of mental health issues or disability. Wellways Helpline is a national service and operates Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., excluding public holidays. So if you're struggling yourself, or are struggling to help someone else, please call Wellways Helpline on 1300 111 500. That's 1300 111 500. Wellways supports 3CR.
This song is called A Painter's Brush.
I've stared at the painting on the wall for hours. I still don't speak, just look good with flowers. Oil and pastel, pristine precisions. I hang on the wall, looking through my visions. Da Vinci and Van Gogh, Dali and the landscapes for who we are today, but my brushes are tired from painting stars in dead. Wanna build my own sculpture, smooth away all the hurt. Let me build a new ladder. Let me something that really matters. Let me build all of our dreams. Let me be something that we can
This song is called Shiny Records.
when they tell you you're crazy. Don't you listen to them, baby. It's just a surefire way to make sure you're behaving. You're a mover and shaker, your own destiny maker. So make your own way and come out of your.
Hi, you listen to 3CR, and this is Ajak here with Ubuntu, and we got a special guest, and she's going to introduce herself to you guys, and So, Alice, I want you to introduce yourself to the listeners, you know, and let us know about you.
Hi, I'm Alice. I am an autistic woman with ADHD. And I am a musician and visual artist, and I'm currently recording my own album. I have three daughters who are probably my biggest fans. They like to sing along with me in the car and always ask me to put on their favourite songs when we're travelling around of mine, so they'd be very excited for this to come up.
Wow, this is incredible, you know, autistic and have three children. It is incredible, and writing a beautiful song. And also you mentioned that in your bio, Alice, that you lost your husband in year 2019. And I can imagine how that would be like, you know, having young children and have that problem and also be able to write song. How do you get time to do that?
I think songwriting has been my biggest probably support through that grief and loss, finding nights at home after, you know, several years of marriage, children off to bed. It was really comforting for me to be able to write music, and playing guitar was something that we'd done together while he was unwell through his illness. And so it was really nice to be able to carry that on and find my own ways of writing songs and I guess explore some of those emotions that I was feeling throughout each stage of grief, and it was a really good way to express that. So, I spend a lot of nights on my guitar, and thankfully my children don't wake up.
That is incredible, and to be able to have three children and no father, it's really something really difficult, and be a single mother, and to be able to have a music to comfort you, I think that was, it's a beautiful choice, because I don't think there is anyone could put that, that is no anyone could have that support, you know, emotionally support for you, like you do with your music. And I think it is important that, you know, people acknowledge the music come from places like yours. It's come from very hard, but it's still beautiful as well. So you mentioned that you were a visual artist as well before. What kind of art did you do before?
I have, I think art's probably been pretty consistent in my life from very early, along with music. I have worked on a number of big projects throughout high school. I would always be doing the big murals and painted some community bollards. Most of my work is portrait work, and I really like exploring how to involve community in art. And I think that art's such a wide platform. There's so many different ways that art can come through and different mediums. But at the end of the day, it's something that everyone should be able to engage with and have access to.
Yeah, you put it very well. And do you think that the music comforts you in that journey that you had? Do you think if it wasn't for music, you think you wouldn't be able to have that strength you have today?
Yeah, absolutely. And not just my own music, but I think also listening to some of my favourite musicians, or music's got a really, it's a really lovely way to connect, especially, you know, being autistic. A lot of the time I've had difficulty understanding certain social things, or I may have trouble communicating particularly how I feel, but I find that music really allows me to do that and allows me to make those connections. It's probably taught me a lot of things too, and it's really good to write my songs. There's a lot of really honest self-exploration, and I'm able to really get inside and understand my own feelings a lot better when I write too.
And you're also a poet, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. That's really beautiful. And how did you come to contact with Wailing Heart?
I noticed probably just over a year ago, I noticed a online advertisement and reached out with the restrictions. It was a little bit delayed, but I heard back from Phil about 6 months ago and decided to give it a go. And we were doing some Zoom classes at the time. And, yeah, it's been a really good experience. I've met lots of really great people, and especially after being in lockdown for so long, it's been really good to connect and be in a space that just feels comfortable and accepting, and yeah, it's really beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Alice. It was really beautiful to be able to come and perform for us. And so, what is your album? When is it your album coming?
I would hope early next year.
Yeah,
I am still working on a few final details. But yeah, Hopefully that'll be out next year.
So did you write a lot of songs during the lockdown?
Yes, I think I wrote over 50 songs. So that has been difficult to pick out which ones make the cut. But
that is a lot of songs, 50 songs, you know. And I think that's the thing, you know, a lot of people have been very productive musicians during the lockdown, and it did help a lot. Yeah. So many people across the board.
Yeah, definitely.
And to be able to write 50 songs is just incredible.
Turned out I had a lot to say.
Yeah. So, and a poet, you know, so most of the lyrics you wrote, the song, what do you write first, a poem, lyrics or music or poem?
I have, I think, probably an unusual writing style. I often just sort of get words that I think of, and they come through quite quickly. I like rhyming a lot, so, you know, I've got a real love of words and their meanings. So quite often I'll be walking through the supermarket and I'll have a line come to mind and I'll quickly note it down, and then I'll go home and I'll start figuring out some chords for it on the guitar, and then from there it kind of goes quite quickly. Yeah, just a lot of inspiration that comes and I just run with it and don't really focus too much on how it ends, but more just getting it down, seeing where it goes.
Alison, where people can find your music when it come out, and sometimes you know music is put online and not necessarily on a CD. So can you let us know where the people can find out your beautiful music?
Yeah, sure. The best place to find it at the moment is through my Instagram account, which is Impossibly Alice. It's impossibly.alice. And I have a link to my SoundCloud there as well. And you can follow along with how the progress grows. Hopefully it is next year.
Yeah. So you listen to 3CR, and as you know, that is the international people with a disability. And we have an amazing musician today. So I tune in and listen to Ubuntu and hear those stories. It's a beautiful stories. You don't heard them, you know. Everyone have a story to tell, and the story we heard today is just absolutely heartwarming. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to 3CR and Melody Shotaid for International Day of the Disability.